thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
political parties in the unity government today requested the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to extend the mobile voter registration exercise, saying the ongoing program is fraught with irregularities.
Besides the fact that this is supposed to be a mobile voter registration, which is supposed to reach out to the people, but we see that there are very few registration centers, hence people cannot travel long distances.
Tumwel in ZANU-PF's President Robert Mugabe's party considers waiving rules governing primary elections to allow serving and retired officers from the military, the police and the intelligence to represent it in elections expected later this year.
I think they are simply trying to contain a problem that is within the party as we speak. They are trying to bring an end to this acrimonious debate on who should stand.
And the Women in Politics Support Unit launches a Vote for a Woman campaign seeking to increase the number of women in top decision-making positions in the country as elections beckon.
Concerned by problems that have plagued the mobile voter registration exercise since its launch 2 weeks ago, political parties in the unity government today requested the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to extend the exercise, saying the ongoing program is fraught with irregularities that may disenfranchise some Zimbabweans as the country heads for crucial polls whose date is yet to be announced. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission met representatives of political parties in Harare today, where the parties expressed concern over irregularities in the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise. MDCT Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa said his party was not happy that most registration centers were in areas believed to be ZANU-PF strongholds.
And what is very interesting is that in Matobo South, all the Matobo constituents have 9 centers, yet in Beitbridge, which is, I think, Honorable Mohad's area, it has 19 centers. You have Midlands, it has 28 constituents, but 74 centers. Then Marsh East, which has only 22 constituencies, it has 100 centers. Now, I'm saying this in the context of what Vamdede said, Kuti. He got the information which was given to him. We did not give the information as stakeholders. Perhaps he could shed more light on the stakeholders that gave that kind of information.
But Registrar General Tobai Wamudede, also present at the meeting, said the centers were supplied by political parties, adding they are the same stations that were used as polling stations in previous elections, a claim that was disputed by Minister Chamisa. Director of Elections in the MDC Formation of Industry, Minister Washman Ncube, Ellen Shiriedenga, said the registration exercise was coupled with other problems as well.
Besides the fact that this is supposed to be a mobile voter registration, which is supposed to reach out to the people, but we see that there are very few registration centers, hence people cannot travel long distances. And secondly, the issue around the registration requirements, because in some areas people are being turned away and they are told that they're supposed to bring long birth certificates, like for instance in Bobi Mkuza and Cholocho, we have had such cases.
Sydney Sekeramai, the ZANU-PF Secretary for Security, also complained that ZEC officers were not at most registration centers countrywide.
Yes, the staff that has been deployed was deployed late, but at various stations, they are understaffed. At the end of the day, they are very physically tired. It would be advisable to increase the number of staff. That's point one. Point two, in the discussions that have been held, I think it's now generally accepted that The registration should be done constituency, ward, and polling stations as previously done. But I just want to advise that when we were negotiating with our countrymen, we had said, let the registration of voters be done at the polling stations. And they said, no, people have been intimidated. But now they are a little wiser, so they are following that line.
ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau said the commission will soon engage the Registrar General's office to find solutions to the problems raised by the parties. Makarau said there was a chance that the exercise could be extended.
Yes, this current exercise will end on the 19th of May 2013, but we will continue to monitor the situation on the ground as ZEC. And depending on what we see at the end of the program, we may seek funding to have the program extended. That's one point.
She also announced that the affidavit that will be used as a last resort by potential registrants to prove their residence in terms of the laid down requirements will be gazetted next week. But the parties said since the government gazette is published only on Fridays, it will come only 2 days before the mobile voter registration exercise closes. In view of all these problems, the parties suggested that the exercise be extended to allow many Zimbabweans to participate in the electoral process by giving them an opportunity to register as voters without hindrances. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.